Welcome to These Are Good Days with Lee Ann Miller
and Matt Barris. Well, that's how Oprah talks.
Well, Matt, it's official. Winter is here.
It's here.
I feel a little bit like a grizzly bear that just wants to just go into hibernation.
Oh, you and me both.
Oh, the fire was firing before I left home. It's cold in Ohio now. It's cold. It's official. It is winter. There is snow on the ground.
That's right.
And it is so cold.
Mistake about it.
No mistake about it.
We are solidly in winter.
And you know, I am facing this winter a little differently than winters before. I kind of am ready for it.
I know. I think you're a little happier.
Thank you.
A little kinder.
Oh.
A little less complainy.
Well, it's the I think it's the prescription strength vitamin D.
Oh, where does one get that?
The doctor. I went to the doctor recently.
Your doctor gives you vitamin D?
Prescription strength vitamin D.
Sign me up.
Because your girl was deficient.
Well, sign me up for
that. I was deficient
that.
In vitamin D. And so I am on a very high strength vitamin D. And I do think it is putting me just, you know, it's putting me in an uplifting mood.
Well,
however,
you know,
vitamin D.
No, I was going to say, Leanne's doctor, if you are listening, thank you. Thank you, Leanne's doctor, because it benefits us all.
He really does. He's great.
The gift that keeps on giving is prescription strength vitamin Z.
Oh, yeah.
Big D vitamin Z.
Oh, wow.
All the D's. Wow, you got all those D's.
Big Daddy. Remember Big Papa? Is it Big Papa or
Big
Daddy?
I do like it when you call me
Big
Dad.
Big Papa. Okay, what's your good day?
My good day is this last weekend, we saw some of our favorite friends, Disney Danielle,
Just Maggie,
and Hobby Matt.
Hobby Matt.
It was Hobby Matt's 40th birthday.
Aww.
And Hobby Matt, here's what we should also know about Hobby Matt. Hobby Matt loves a fine dining experience.
Don't we all?
We love that about Hobby Matt. And Hobby Matt is a food critic.
Oh, okay.
So we went to this really cool restaurant. So we went to Dayton to Disney Danielle's house. Everybody, we had a whole family sleepover at her house, but the adults went out to dinner at a place in Lebanon, Ohio.
Okay.
Called the Golden Lamb.
I've heard of it.
You've heard of
Golden Lamb? Oh, yes, I sure have. It's a very nice place.
The Golden Lamb is what was cool about it is it's one of the original, like in the 17 or early 1800s, it was one of the original hotels/pubs in Ohio.
Yep.
And it's still a working hotel and restaurant today. And on the wall, it has famous people that have eaten there or slept there. And there's all these presidents. Charles Dickens was on there and other famous people. But it was a really cool experience.
I'm sure Disney Danielle's parents watched the kids.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
They put the five of us next to this fireplace. We were at like a kitchen table. It was cool. It was like, I feel like it's like if Cracker Barrel and Colonial Williamsburg and a chef all collaborated.
That's what it's like.
It's like higher end food than Cracker Barrel, but it's like Colonial Williamsburg vibe.
The real thing really that good. Everybody wants to know is what did you have to eat?
Well, Ian, they're famous for their fried chicken.
Okay.
And I went for it.
Okay.
It was very good.
Okay.
That was really good.
Side dishes, please.
So, mashed potatoes with gravy, green beans.
Mm-hmm. Just very,
you
very.
You know what I had for it? We had an appetizer of sauerkraut balls.
Okay.
That's my mom makes sauerkraut balls.
I would eat those.
I would love to give it a try.
Yeah.
And then we got a dessert that was banana cream pie, but it was unique. It had a crust that had peanuts crushed in the graham cracker crust.
That. Yeah.
And then it was
sign me up for bananas and peanut butter.
It had coconut that was torched, like flambéed coconut on top. So I support that. Oh. So yeah, we just had a great weekend with friends, catching up, celebrating the holidays. I'll talk about this a little bit later, but our kids did a kids gift exchange. And yeah, it was just a great weekend at Disney Danielle's house. And she is like the hostess with the mostest.
That's awesome.
So it was great.
Well, happy birthday, Hobby Man.
Yeah, he's 40.
My good day included our mutual friend, Molly Balint.
Oh, Molly.
Molly, Molly, Molly. Molly, if you are listening,
we love you long. We love you strong. Yeah. We do.
Well, you met Molly 5 years ago at an Instagram event.
That's right.
That I had went to the month before.
That's right.
And you introduced me to Molly.
Yes. And I said, you need to be friends with this girl.
And she is great. And one thing I love about Molly is we always brainstorm ways we can be better on our social media. In life, obviously, but also on our social media platforms. And I really, really love that. Yeah. I love when you're with a friend that you leave and you're like, wow, we talked about some really good things. Wow, we talked about some really good ideas.
Molly's great.
Wow, we did some really great brainstorming.
Yeah.
And we just had the first day, literally, we sat and had coffee and I'll call it brunch because it was, we ate between breakfast and lunch.
Well, we know how you brunch. Mm-hmm. You brunch from 8 a.m. Yes. till 2 p.m. That's brunch.
And we sat in those swivel chairs in my kitchen and we caught up. So nice.
I support it.
It was so nice. Molly, my good day was really the time with her this weekend.
Where did you guys go when Molly came in town? Because you have I haven't even told you this.
Okay.
My sister... Speaking of when your friends come into town, my sister, when she was in town for Thanksgiving, went to a thrift store that you had told her about.
Yes.
And my sister went in and the lady said at the thrift store or at the antique store, rather, said, how did you find out about us? And she said, oh, there's this girl in Nashville. And she went, oh, Heather Whitaker.
Yeah.
The lady knows her by name.
Yes. You want to know something sweet?
What?
And why I think Betty knows her by name is because Heather, the last time she went there, had found a vintage coffee mug that had Betty written on the side of it.
Aww.
And bought it for her in Nashville and brought it to
That's
her.
That's sweet.
And so when Heather went back to load a desk, the husband said, hey, you buying that coffee mug for my wife Betty really meant a lot to her.
That's so sweet.
And Betty told Heather, nothing ever has my name on it. Nothing ever says Betty.
I love that.
And so
Heather's good at that.
Yeah, she's good at that stuff.
She's given me Disney gifts.
She brought something
gifts.
From Japan.
She brought me a gift from Japan. I know.
Yeah.
She's good
at
that. So I know where you take Heather when she comes. Where do you take Molly when she comes? Or where did you go?
We went to the Be Fearless stores.
Yeah.
Where we're hoping to have our next live event.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
You're putting that out in the world.
I'm putting that out there. The Be Fearless stores, we went to Coblenz Chocolate.
Ooh, did you get mints with the candy canes on top?
Yes. So good. They kind of have that mint kind of nougat in this. So good.
So good.
We went to Rebecca's.
Love
and
it.
Had a lovely lunch.
Love it.
And then we went to Walnut Creek Cheese.
Oh,
and
of
then
course you did.
We went to Shia. And we closed Shia down.
Tell me
we
this.
Actually, Shia Style Boutique.
Why don't we talk about food? What
right
did you
now.
Get at Walnut Creek Cheese?
Today?
Or what did Molly get? What are you guys looking for?
I don't remember what... I actually don't remember what she got. But I'll tell you... Oh, I'll tell you what I got.
Tell me. Tell us all.
That's the place to get for everything to make your holiday snack mix.
Yeah.
They never run... They don't run out because they have pallets. Like center island sections... Full of the Chex cereal, the rice cereal, the corn cereal, the M&Ms.
Are you making the white chocolate?
I'm making that on TV this week.
Okay.
The white chocolate party mix. We'll put that in the show notes.
Oh, it sounds different when you do it alone. I think of it like this. The show knows.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's so...
They will be waiting for you.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
I know.
So, yes, I'm doing that. But then I also do, my doodads that had the little viral reel happen. I'm doing the doodads. So I got all that stuff early because I just wanted to get it.
So good.
I just wanted to buy it and have it done and get
secured.
It done. Secure the goods.
Secured, yeah.
Yes. I will say... That at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market right now, they have a cooler with like grab and go things.
Oh.
Now we've talked about how much we like the beef sticks and the little cheese cubes to grab and go, but they also have a grab and go section where they have like Amish church noodles.
Yeah.
They have mashed potatoes. The mashed potatoes are real and they're delicious.
Yeah.
They have sandwiches. You like the spicy sub. Remember back in the day when we lived in Walnut Creek?
That just unlocked a memory.
We would go in there and that is the only sandwich you would order at that at their like food counter or their deli counter. You always order
subs.
It's hot. It's ordered it hot.
It's spicy.
It is spicy. It's so delicious. And so they have it's all so kinds good. Of things you can grab and go, which so I good. Do love that.
Yeah. I'm so glad you guys had a great time together.
We love Walnut Creek Cheese and Market and Walnut Creek Foods. Know, I'm still not over the live event and everything they did for us for that live event. It was just so special.
Same. It was awesome. Hey, well, we're going to jump.
Wait, you said, hey, you know, and you were going to say something.
No, that's it.
Oh, okay.
We're going to jump into our topic here in a second. But before we do, we have a Mad Dash.
Yeah. And this is Mad Dash Christmas.
Christmas.
Christmas edition.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. My first one for you is peppermint. Yes or no?
Yes. 100% always.
All kinds of peppermint?
All kinds of peppermint.
Like peppermint in a drink.
Yes.
Peppermint in a punch.
Yes.
Peppermint in candy.
Punch. Yeah. Who's making peppermint punch?
I don't know.
Peppermint candy.
As much as you like fizzy drinks, I wouldn't doubt if you had a peppermint cola in the fridge.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream is my favorite. Yes, I love a York peppermint patty.
Yes. You make homemade ones.
I have.
You know, actually, you should put that in the Patreon this month.
I already have something
okay,
for that.
Because that peppermint patty recipe, that you have for homemade peppermint patties is delicious.
So good. I need to dig that out, actually. Peppermint. I'm 100%. Okay. What about you? You're 50-50.
Yeah, it depends. And I have to be in the mood. I am not...
In what mood?
Well, I'm not a peppermint person that is gonna just be like
willy-nilly.
Yeah,
give me a peppermint.
Like whole hog peppermint patty. I use discretion with my peppermint.
With my peppermint
yeah. cravings. Mm-hmm. Like I have to want the peppermint. I have to
tease the peppermint?
Yes.
Hey. I don't know if I want you or not.
Yeah, I have to be like, I feel like a pepper. Like the other day, Sure House, if you are listening, I went to Sure House the other day and I got a peppermint.
Oh, well, look at you in the mood.
I got a peppermint. It sounded so good. I got an iced peppermint mocha latte with a fourth of the sweetener. It was fabulous.
I'm going to push back on that. I don't know that I love peppermint cold. Like a cold peppermint drink? I'm not sure about that.
No, you just said everything.
How dare you? All right, here's mine. White lights or colored lights?
Well, Matt, I'm pretty tried and true white light.
So am I.
However.
Oh.
I do like the colored lights and the little painted trees from my childhood
that are coming
back in style now. And they're like on the ceramic tree.
Yeah.
And you put the night light up in the bottom of the tree.
No, I'm familiar. Giving me all the details, but
I do love that. But I'm pretty much white lights.
Yeah, us too. But you know what? I think colored lights are coming back.
Oh, yes.
As
they
I
are.
Drive
I
around
believe that.
And my peepers are on for the lights,
I believe
colored
that.
Lights are coming back.
Okay.
Your turn.
Traditional Christmas meal, do you have one?
Yeah.
What is it?
This is so funny. Both of our moms make beef tenderloin for Christmas Day or for our Christmas meal with our family.
Okay.
So they make beef tenderloin, and that's probably the traditional meat that we eat on Christmas. But there's other things that we do with it. We don't have a lot of side dishes that are tradition, but it's mostly beef, a really good beef tenderloin.
That's what we do too. We do tenderloin and crab legs.
Oh, bougie. Crabby.
Thank you, Costco.
All right,
Costco, if you are listening.
Oh my gosh, people love Costco. Millennials. Okay, are you a give me a list person or you're just going to go do your own thing with gifts? Like, do you want a list or do you go for your own?
You know, Matt. I don't really like people to tell me what to buy them.
We know you don't do what you don't want to do.
Listen, don't tell me what to buy. You know, like wedding registries. I want to buy what I want to buy. I want to buy what I want to buy you, because I think about it and I ponder it. And I like with this year for Christmas, I will say this year for Christmas, I've gone a little crazy.
I know you keep saying that.
Yeah. And it's because buying online has just made it so easy.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I'm getting things in the mail and I'm like, oh, I forgot I ordered this.
Yeah, like I hear that. Oh, it's your turn. Oh, I don't like lists either. I do love a couple ideas, but don't tell me exactly. Don't send me a link.
I will say someone like Daryl, who tends to be hard to buy for.
Yeah.
He told, the boys couldn't believe it. Joey couldn't believe it. He asked Dad, are you wanting anything for Christmas? And Daryl literally told him and showed him a picture of what he would like. It was tools.
Okay.
And so Joey's like, well, Mom, okay, we have to get it for him.
Yeah, he never asked.
Never. Yeah. I actually think it's the first time ever. You know, he just...
Who is this man?
I know. He just doesn't ask. Okay. So I do like to know... I mean, it's nice when he... It's nice that he did that this year, because they're really excited to give him something
he'd
want.
I gave two gift ideas, and one of them was... I want a robe for the house, but I don't want a heavy robe.
You're still wearing the robe we gave you, which was a long time ago.
Probably at least 15 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. It's very hot. And I'm just a hot person.
You're out of your, you're in your hot era.
Apparently right now, I'm having hot flashes. I think it's because I hang out with so many 50-year-old women.
Probably. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. Do you, or have you ever... set out cookies for Santa?
I think we did with Luca when he was little.
Do you?
We did, but I didn't growing up.
No.
It wasn't a thing for us.
We didn't either.
But I think we did it a little bit when Luca was little, and I don't even think we do it anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known you to do that.
Yeah, yeah, and there's truthfully, this is how I feel about Santa and the elf.
Okay.
I'm not
against... You mean
against
elf on the
elf
shelf?
Elf on the shelf. Okay. Elf on the friggin' shelf. I don't dislike it.
Okay.
I just don't want more jobs.
Oh, okay, yes.
The elf on a
We're
shelf.
We're tired.
We don't have to give any
You're
Christmas
tired.
Magic
You're
away.
You're tired. You're tired.
Yeah, I'm tired. And you know... I just don't need another job around the holidays. Yes, that's really what it comes down to. It's just a lot of work.
I mean,
it's so sad. It's just so much work. All right, here's my. Do you have how many more? Do you have? Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, I have one more. I'll give you one more. Are you a Christmas music person?
You know, Matt. You know this about me.
Do I?
You know this about me. I really don't have music on. The times that I have
in the car, you do.
In the car, especially
and
like
it's usually like real crazy,
yeah,
like and, Pitbull and Lizzo collabing with Dolly Parton.
And usually, I play music when I have the top down and the bug, and it's a sunny day.
Now, what do you do in the winter?
And in the winter, I'm listening to podcasts.
Oh,
I'm listening to podcasts
because that's interesting.
Yeah,
what if you flip the script on yourself and listen to Pitbull in the winter?
I should try that. I wonder. But because today...
With the vitamin D and the pit bull, you could be a new woman.
I could be unstoppable. Governor DeWine needs to move over. I could just be the governor of Ohio.
My gosh, I would love that. Are you considering running?
No.
Is this on the table?
Listen, I want to tell you that today, it's funny that you say this about music. I was puttering around my house, vacuuming and just cleaning and puttering. And it was so quiet.
Yeah, did you like it?
And I'm like, why do people want music on? Why do they want music on there? I love the quiet.
Yeah, I love music.
It's just so I think Heather Whitaker has said this, MG has said this, Emma I think has mentioned this, is that they're surprised I don't have music on.
Yeah.
Like when I cook or when I'm in the listen, I have enough to keep straight when I'm cooking that I don't need music to distract me. It distracts me. I can't I can't like listen to a song and music and keep track of everything that I've got going on in the stove and in the oven.
Sure.
So for me, it's just, for me, I think it could, I don't know, maybe have adult ADD or
probably.
Something.
You probably do.
Yeah, I probably do.
All right. Hey, today we're talking about the gift of gifts.
Yes.
The gift of gifts.
The gifts of gifts. And if my daughter-in-laws are listening or my sons, turn it off yeah, right now, because right. I need to share what I got for you for Christmas and you can't hear it.
Yeah. Do you find gift giving to be stressful?
No,
I don't either.
But
it's,
you know,
very
why
fun.
It's because I don't allow it to be.
Yeah. Well, I did a little research, boop, because I was Googling what are people asking AI and Google about gift giving.
Okay, okay.
So there's a lot of like, what should I give for my mother? What should I give for my father type of thing. There's a lot of Googling like under $20, gifts for under $20, that kind of thing. But I wanted to know, the question that I sought some answers for is, how can we make gift giving less stressful?
Okay.
I think some personalities, giving gifts feels stressful and it feels like a chore. And so I do have some tips for that as we go into this conversation about giving gifts. I do know that gift giving does, you know, we talk about these kind of things all the time. We are like a very joyful podcast. So yes. I feel like I'm often saying, like, because it's good for your brain and it's good for your mental health. Gift giving is one of those things that is good for your brain. It releases endorphins. It's good for your mental health. And it also strengthens that empathy muscle where you're thinking about other people in a different
way. Also, there's nothing that hits quite like finding the perfect gift for someone, even if you're like out thrifting or something.
Yeah.
Finding that perfect gift and being able to give it to them.
I know. It
feels
good.
So good.
I know. You love that too, because you are, even in our friendship, you're epic at finding things that you know that I like. And that's really exciting.
And what makes it even better is I love to thrift. So when I can find it thrifting, I'm like, yes, that's the best.
I mean, here's the sad part though, is you've told me to dial down with the swans. We don't want your children to inherit swans.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not the dialing down with the swans. It's like I have gotten a little more picky.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to just
buy
any
old... I have your rubric memorized for what are we looking for?
Yeah, you do. Because remember that candelabra thing that you gave me that... And
I forgot about that.
And then
that.
You also found that little pink dish with the little tiny swan on top of it. And then we were out antiquing and thrifting together, and you found that old white swan with the... Here's what I'm not looking for. I don't want a brand new swan that's brass that I can find in every third gift shop.
Right.
Not that they're bad. If you have one of those, I'm happy for you because they're beautiful. But I'm looking for like the unusual swan.
Right. That's true. The swan of all swans. So when I think about gift giving, here's what I'm thinking about to help us be less stressed. And then I would love to hear some things that you're buying and your strategies. Here are some ways we can be less stressful. So if you're out there and you're like, oh my word, it's the second week of December, I have so much to do, here are some tips for you. Here's the first one. Set a budget. So if that part stresses you out, set a budget and stick to it. If that's what you need to do, I support that. It sounds like you're not a budget setter.
No.
And I'm not really either. I do it as the Lord moves.
Yes.
I also do it
knowing if I'm going to be, say, on my social media platform, I'm going to be doing better with commissions, with collaborations and stuff I have, then I know I have the extra to spend.
Sure.
And then also some years.
Special things happen.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
Here's another way to keep your budget in check. If you're like, I can't buy for everybody, do a Secret Santa or a gift exchange with people.
Yeah.
Because I think that...
Well, we're doing a Bomba sock exchange.
Yeah, we are. So with your family, your kids' spouses, and our friend group, we are doing a Bombas gift exchange. So we drew names online.
Yep.
And we're coming together for a nice meal, and we are exchanging socks, specifically socks.
So fun.
Okay, here's another tip. If gift giving feels stressful, just focus on the kids in your life and not the adults. You know, for us, with our friends that we just saw this weekend, we didn't buy any gifts for each other, but our kids did a gift exchange with each other, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, very fun.
And fun for them. So fun for them. And we had a nice meal together. So, you know, we had a very nice meal with appetizers and desserts and drinks. And it was over $100 for a special meal.
Yes.
And I think at our age, having a special meal together feels like a gift.
That's what I was going to say. The older I get.
Yeah.
I'm 57.
Oh.
The older I get, the more I truly believe it's the time. It's time.
Yeah, that's right.
It's time, and a meal together to me means just as much as a gift.
Totally. Here's another one. Get really specific with what you exchange. So if you have a girlfriend group or friends or even your family, you're like, hey, let's do a wine exchange and everybody buy one of their favorite wines. Mm-hmm. Or let's do a book exchange. Yeah. Buy your favorite book for somebody and swap that. So you're narrowing it down so it doesn't feel overwhelming where you're like, what am I going to do? Here's another one that we've done with our kids. We're not doing it this year, but we've talked about it here on the podcast. Is something you need, something you read, something you wear. So you have different categories that you can fill those out. So you're not like, okay, I'm going to buy them one book, one toy, like one outfit. That way you're not just overwhelming.
Molly's, who was just here, our friend Molly, her dad is in his 80s. Mm-hmm. And her dad is the one who was on the Sports Illustrated cover for rowing.
Yeah.
And he holds a record for men in their 80s for rowing.
Yeah.
Like very, very, very active and physically fit in his 80s. And he has a rule with Christmas presents with the family. And I love it.
Okay.
And he says only consumables. They can only give him consumables.
Like so hot sauce.
Cookies.
Yeah.
I actually showed
toilet
her.
Toilet paper.
I actually showed her this peanut butter company that, you know, like small cottage homemade things, but only consumables. And I'm like, what a great idea. Because he's like, I don't want
more stuff.
More stuff.
Right? Yeah. I love that. Here's another one is doing a favorite things exchange.
Oh.
Where you, Mallory's doing this with her book club, where you, there's seven people and you get seven of one of your favorite things and everybody goes home with one of someone else's favorite things.
I love that.
So when you think about gift giving, why is it important to you and how do you think about the process of gathering gifts for the people in your life?
It's not really important to me.
It's not? Not I feel like it is.
I mean, I enjoy it, but. The boys will tell you, well, you know this. There's some Christmases that I'd bring the bag from Target, just the bag of stuff in and hand them the bag. That. Yeah, I'm not a like fancy wrapper person.
Yeah.
Where I wrap things. However, I did buy a roll of like the butcher type paper to wrap their gifts this year. I would say that I like to give, I'm not gonna say it's important to me. I'm gonna say that the gesture of finding something perfect for someone is important to me because 100%. I believe it communicates love and value to them.
Like, I totally agree because when somebody finds you something, whether it's from a store like a Target, that it's something you need or you that is very much you, or maybe something from an antique store that that is very much you. It's the feeling of being known.
Yes.
And the feeling of like, oh my gosh, you really know me.
Just to buy a gift or buy a present doesn't really mean much to me, but to buy something that has meaning that I know is going to communicate like love for that person, I love that. Right. Like Molly has always loved my unicorn bell. My antique unicorn bell. Yeah. And a year ago, I found one exactly like my antique one.
I love that.
And I have held onto it for a year.
That's awesome.
Waiting to see her again to give it to her. I love that.
Me too.
Yeah, that's the kind of gift giving I
Me too. To I love that. I love that too. You know, I think even for me, I found the store. Have you heard of the store Altered State?
Yes.
It's like a women's clothing store. Yes. I like picking out things from there for Mallory.
I love that you love picking
out. I like picking out clothes
and
for
Mallory.
And I love
Mallory. That Blue Spruce, if you're listening, cutest little store in downtown Worcester, Ohio.
I got her
a
great sweater from there.
You got her an adorable sweater from there. And you always pick like something a little funky and that has like interesting colors that you know she would like.
You know, I think when I think about the idea of consumables, I wrote down some ideas too, because I think we're in a season in society where we're trying not to consume as much. Mm-hmm. I think people are being more aware and conscious of their spending and of their giving people things that are going to sit in their home. I think we don't want to do that unless right. we know it's going to be used. Agree. We're not buying just to buy. And so I made a little list too of if you're still kind of struggling for a gift you would want to give someone, here's some ideas that you could have. So a membership to something. So, or a subscription to something. So I'll tell you one of my gifts this year that I asked for that my in-laws already got me. There is this thing I've seen on Instagram for probably 3 or 4 years. It's called Masterclass. Do you ever get the ads for this?
Yes.
So it's Masterclass, and they'll have like, sometimes it's famous people or authors. Yeah, sometimes it's
like Steven Spielberg. Or,
right. You know. He'll, like, it could be Steven Spielberg.
I know Martha Stewart did one.
Teaching you a class on how to tell a good story.
Yes.
Or it'll be Martha Stewart on how to host without being stressed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or it's, so it's like a whole, so they got me a year subscription to Masterclass.
That's awesome.
So that You'll I can peruse that. Things that I want. So I love that. And that's such a good gift for someone like me.
Something that, will you put Masterclass in the show notes?
Sure.
And then will you put these things I'm getting ready to say in the show notes?
Oh, Lordy.
This year I thought, because the kids are the age, Teddy and MG are 30 and 27, and Joey and Emma are 26 and 22, and almost 23. And I know they want to make things in the kitchen. I know they want to do some things in the kitchen. They have requests of food that they would like to make in the kitchen.
Right.
So I know the kitchen will be hopping. But I thought this year it would be really fun to get some food items that we wouldn't normally eat, like, say, during the year.
Right.
And there is a company that I've been wanting to try for probably a year. And this is going to sound so vain. I've wanted to try it because of the packaging. Not just the it's the packaging, but also when they open up the tin, it looks so good. I was like, I know that we will love this. And it's a brand called Fishwife.
Yeah, I've seen them on Instagram.
It's a gal who started 5 years ago, you know, making tin fish.
Yeah.
Or tin different tin fish. And she scours the world, actually the world, finding these do you call them fisheries? Don't know. That finding these places that are family owned and operated, like in all these different countries. And so I ordered the ultimate holiday gift pack. It's the packaging, the whole thing is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I thought and then I ordered her caviar.
Yeah, that's fancy.
So I thought one evening we're just going to get a baguette and toast it and crackers.
Yeah.
And you know that you can eat caviar with potato chips and a little bit of sour cream and chives and purple onion. You just kind of layer it on the chip.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be nice one evening just to
that's
do
fun.
That.
Yeah,
it would
that's
be
a fun,
fun.
Experience.
And
yeah.
then another thing I did that I've been wanting to do forever is I went to licorice.com. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, so Fishwife and licorice.com. If you are listening, licorice.com is the licorice that's in the, my mouth's watering. They're in the cylinders.
Okay.
It's like a thick cardboard cylinder.
Okay.
That kind of the top kind of, I don't want to say it unscrews, but it kind of does. And then there's a 12 pack that you can build your own pack and choose what 12 licorice.
That's cool.
And they're just fun. They're just fun, different licorices.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, it's just going to be fun to try some different things.
Totally.
I think I'm
going
to make that a tradition for myself to do for the family, because I think it's, especially as even grandkids come, I think it's important to expose your kids to their palate to different things.
Yeah, that's super fun.
I'm excited about that.
Some other things that I thought of, if you're not trying to buy things, is something that I've done for my mom in the past is take her to a show, like a theater performance.
Love it.
Look in your area. There's great theater productions that tour all over the country. And if there's not near you, there's usually community theater or local theaters that are doing really good stuff. Also go to the movies. Take someone out to a movie date.
Or, you know, I know this is spending money, but a thoughtful gift is a Kindle.
Totally.
I know how much you love your Kindle.
I love my Kindle.
Our kids love their Kindle.
Yeah.
I don't have a Kindle, but Joey and Teddy love their Kindles.
I know. I love that. Another one is taking someone to a museum or a sporting event. I took my mom 1 year for her birthday to the Columbus Conservatory. Is that what it's called?
Okay.
It's like a flower gardens. Oh, cool. Conservatory? I don't know. But places like that are so great because here's what you're doing. You're not just giving them something. You're doing an experience and you're spending time with someone too. And so it's not just saying like, I know you and I bought this for you. Merry Christmas. You're yeah. also saying, hey, let's do something
yes,
together.
Yes.
And I
yes,
think for a lot of yes. people, time is so precious. Yes,
especially people whose kids aren't home anymore.
Yeah. I think time is so important.
Yeah.
You know, this is also one of the times when you're doing gift giving is to lean into people's love languages of what they really, really mm-hmm. want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I am such a words of affirmation person. I've saved birthday cards and notes that people have written mm-hmm. to me over the years. Mm-hmm. And maybe for you, you don't have a big gift that you can or know you want to give, or you don't really know what to buy. If you are giving a gift to someone and you're like, you know that they really appreciate words of affirmation, write them a nice right, note as
right,
well.
Right.
Those things are really, really important to people. I also think for some people, if you're really talented, you know what would be a great gift from Daryl? Is if Daryl would help me with some projects around the house. But truthfully, if you are someone that's talented in something and you know there's someone in your yeah, life that could right. use help,
yes.
gift them your time yes. to go do something yeah. like that. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we can get hung up on buying certain things for people. And listen, we'll probably never get away from that because buying gifts for people is so fun.
It is fun.
However, there are other ways to do it that sure. are maybe less yes. stressful than figuring it out. I love the idea of getting like foods and candies to try together because it's an experience you yes. can have together. Yes. I love that kind of stuff. I'm trying to think of what are some special things we got this year. So our son Fitz, this is a special thing we got for Fitz. Our son Fitz has always loved the kitchen. For whatever reason, he's always loved being in the kitchen with us. He's in third grade. He's 9. He still wants to be in the kitchen mm-hmm. with us. So this year, we actually, for one of his gifts, we went on Etsy and we got him it's not real leather, but it's a leather binder that says recipes on it and it has his name engraved okay. on oh, the
that's
bottom.
Adorable. Right.
And I'm going to make on Canva, I'm going to make like a recipe card for that book and print off a bunch of them so that we can, you know, I'll probably have our moms write some recipes in there.
Yeah, Mallory that's a great and I idea.
We'll probably ask you to write some
that's
eventually.
That's a great idea.
And recipes that he has made with someone or knows how to make or
and
can
that he
make.
Loves.
That he yeah. loves. And then that'll probably follow him to college or after.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a big gift for him. And, you know, our middle child or our oldest child, Luca, he's in the middle school era
yeah.
where he's starting to ask for like clothes oh. and shoes. Oh, and yeah. I'm like, okay, we're moving out of yeah. toys.
Yep.
And so, yeah, it's great. And our daughter,
she's so easy to buy for.
She's easy. She's like, give me a Barbie,
Princess.
Some lip smackers. Do you know what lip smackers chapsticks are? Or like play makeup. She loves stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, it's been fun collecting things for them. We're having a lot of fun with that. And so, you know, gift giving doesn't have to be hard,
no.
but it should be from the heart because it's focusing
yeah.
about the other person.
Yeah, I agree.
And less about you. Yeah. I think it's one of those things that I think the gift of gifting, the gift of gifts, is it really, it's one of those brain things that when maybe we're in a funk or maybe we're feeling sad in the winter and we maybe don't have access to the vitamin D that you have access to. If you were listening, gift giving helps us shift some perspective away from ourselves to
yes,
think about other people.
That's so good.
And I think at the end
so
of the
true.
Day, no matter if you're buying something from Amazon or you're buying something at a thrift store or you're buying tickets to a musical with someone you love, at the end of the day, it's taking focus off of ourselves
yeah,
and putting it
I
on someone
that.
Else.
Yeah.
And that's really yeah. the gift of giving.
I think
giving.
That's the essence of gift giving.
100%. Right. And I think that's the part of gift giving that truthfully, when we say something, you know, what's the catchphrase is, it's better to give than to receive. That's actually the essence
yes.
of it. That
yep.
the licorice is great and the caviar is great and the Kindle's great. But what's really great is the memories you're going to have.
Yes. Sitting around the table.
Standing around when someone goes, oh, fish eggs, gag.
Yeah,
or they're my gosh, I never knew I love this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, when you see that person using something that you love.
Yes, it's true.
And you're like, oh, they still use it. And that's so fun to see that they love it. So I think that when we say it's better to give than to receive, that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
It's that feeling that you get when you know that you know the other person and that you had intention around it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's great. We already talked about food today.
Yes, we did. We're ready to wrap, Matt.
We're ready to wrap. Here's my parting shot for anyone. My parting shot for you is this season, don't stress about what it is that you're giving, but spend time thinking about the person that you're giving it to.
True.
Whether it's something big or small, or whether it's cost $10 or $100, don't get hung up on that.
Yeah.
But do get hung up on making sure you know the person and making sure that they know that they're loved by you. Hey, well, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.